VCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
And thank you for joining us on Crosstalk here on VCY America. Today is Veterans Day. It was the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month of 1918. World War I ended. As you recall, World War I was originally known as the Great War, the war that was going to end all wars. Although the armistice was signed at 5 o'clock a.m., November 11th, 1918, the fighting continued until 11 a.m., which killed nearly 11,000 more men. The U.S. Army was birthed June 14th, 1775. The U.S. Navy came into being as the Continental Navy October 13th, 1775. The Marine Corps' annual tradition celebrates their establishment November 10th, 1775, yesterday being their anniversary. The Coast Guard came into being August 4th, 1790, when Congress authorized the construction of 10 vessels to enforce tariff and trade laws and to prevent smuggling. The U.S. Air Force founded September 18th, 1947, and the U.S. Space Force established December 20th, 2019. We are indeed grateful to each of these branches of the military and to each who has served to preserve, to protect, and to defend this nation. Well, this Veterans Day is especially meaningful, as rather significant today, as today marks the 100th anniversary of the dedication of the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. Today, we're going to be opening our phone lines to give you opportunity to honor a veteran. But first, I'd like to play a speech for you that was given by President Ronald Reagan. He made these remarks at the Veterans Day wreath-laying ceremony at Arlington National Cemetery, November 11th of 1985. So we're going to hear that. Shortly thereafter, I'll be announcing when our phone lines are open, so be ready to call in on the program. Here's President Ronald Reagan. Again, this was on Veterans Day, November 11th, 1985, at Arlington National Cemetery.
Thank you all very much. Secretary Weinberger, Harry Walters, Robert Medeiros, Reverend clergy, ladies and gentlemen, a few moments ago I placed a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. And as I stepped back and stood during the moment of silence that followed, I said a small prayer. And it occurred to me that each of my predecessors has had a similar moment, and I wondered if our prayers weren't very much the same, if not identical. We celebrate Veterans Day on the anniversary of the armistice that ended World War I, the armistice that began on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month. And I wonder, in fact, if all Americans' prayers aren't the same as those I mentioned a moment ago. The timing of this holiday is quite deliberate in terms of historical fact. But somehow it always seems quite fitting to me that this day comes deep in autumn, when the colors are muted and the days seem to invite contemplation. We're gathered at the National Cemetery, which provides a final resting place for the heroes who have defended our country since the Civil War. This amphitheater, this place for speeches, is more central to the cemetery than at first might seem apparent. For all we can ever do for our heroes is remember them and remember what they did, and memories are transmitted through words. Some time back, I received, in the name of our country, the bodies of four Marines who had died while on active duty. I said then that there is a special sadness that accompanies the death of a serviceman, for we're never quite good enough to them. Not really, we can't be, because what they gave us is beyond our powers to repay. And so when a serviceman dies, it's a tear in the fabric, a break in the whole, and all we can do is remember. It is, in a way, an odd thing to honor those who died in defense of our country, in defense of us, in wars far away. The imagination plays a trick. We see these soldiers in our mind as old and wise. We see them as something like the founding fathers, grave and gray-haired. But most of them were boys when they died, and they gave up two lives, the one they were living and the one they would have lived. When they died, they gave up their chance to be husbands and fathers and grandfathers. They gave up their chance to be revered old men. They gave up everything for our country, for us. And all we can do is remember. There's always someone who is remembering for us. No matter what time of year it is or what time of day, there are always people who come to this cemetery, leave a flag or a flower or a little rock on a headstone. And they stop and bow their heads and communicate what they wished to communicate. They say, "Hello, Johnny," or "Hello, Bob. We still think of you. You're still with us. We never got over you. And we pray for you still, and we'll see you again. We'll all meet again." In a way, they represent us, these relatives and friends, and they speak for us as they walk among the headstones and remember. It's not so hard to summon memory, but it's hard to recapture meaning. And the living have a responsibility to remember the conditions that led to the wars in which our heroes died. Perhaps we can start by remembering this, that all of those who died for us and our country were, in one way or another, victims of a peace process that failed, victims of a decision to forget certain things, to forget, for instance, that the surest way to keep a peace going is to stay strong. Weakness, after all, is a temptation. It tempts the pugnacious to assert themselves. But strength is a declaration that cannot be misunderstood. Strength is a condition that declares actions have consequences. Strength is a prudent warning to the belligerent that aggression need not go unanswered. Peace fails when we forget what we stand for. It fails when we forget that our republic is based on firm principles, principles that have real meaning, that with them, we are the last best hope of man on earth. Without them, we are little more than the crust of a continent. Peace also fails when we forget to bring to the bargaining table God's first intellectual gift to man, common sense. Common sense gives us a realistic knowledge of human beings and how they think, how they live in the world, what motivates them. Common sense tells us that man has magic in him, but also clay. Common sense can tell the difference between right and wrong. Common sense forgives error, but it always recognizes it to be error first. We endanger the peace and confuse all issues when we obscure the truth, when we refuse to name an act for what it is, when we refuse to see the obvious and seek safety in Almighty. Peace is only maintained and won by those who have clear eyes and brave minds. Peace is imperiled when we forget to try for agreements and settlements and treaties, when we forget to hold out our hands and strive, when we forget that God gave us talents to use in securing the ends he desires. Peace fails when we forget that agreements once made cannot be broken without a price. Each new day carries within it the potential for breakthroughs, for progress. Each new day bursts with possibilities. And so hope is realistic and despair a pointless little sin. And peace fails when we forget to pray to the source of all peace and life and happiness. I think sometimes of General Matthew Ridgway, who, the night before D-Day, tossed sleepless on his cot and talked to the Lord and listened for the promise that God made to Joshua, "I will not fail thee nor forsake thee." We are surrounded today by the dead of our wars. We owe them a debt we can never repay. All we can do is remember them and what they did and why they had to be brave for us. All we can do is try to see that other young men never have to join them. Today is now. Today, as never before, we must pledge to remember the things that will continue the peace. Today, as never before, we must pray for God's help in broadening and deepening the peace we enjoy. Let us pray for freedom and justice and a more stable world. And let us make a compact today with the dead, a promise in the words for which General Ridgway listened, "I will not fail thee nor forsake thee." In memory of those who gave the last full measure of devotion, may our efforts to achieve lasting peace gain strength. And through whatever coincidence or accident of timing, I tell you that a week from now, when I am some thousands of miles away, believe me, the memory and the importance of this day will be in the forefront of my mind and in my heart. Thank you. God bless you all, and God bless America.
President Ronald Reagan, as he spoke, November 11th, 1985. This was recorded at the Veterans Day wreath-laying ceremony, Arlington National Cemetery in Arlington, Virginia, and gave that speech. And certainly you heard his references to God several times throughout the course of that speech. Well, friends, this is a special edition of Crosstalk today here on VCY America as we are honoring veterans this year, 2021, and we are opening our phone lines to give you opportunity to call and honor a veteran today, perhaps somebody who has served or is serving in the nation's military. Our phone number to Crosstalk is 800-733-9829. That's 1-800-733-9829. And we invite you to call in to honor a veteran here today on Crosstalk. And that's the duration of our program, as we will give honor to those who have served or are serving in our nation's military. And we invite you to pick up your phone and call. Let's begin with David in Kenosha, Wisconsin. David, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Great speech there that you shared. Two veterans, my father, Joe, he served in World War II. And then my brother, Jim, he was buried on Monday in Grand Junction, Colorado, a Vietnam veteran. Hmm. And I wish the viewing audience could have seen the display. It was just the honor. And it's still out there, Jim. It's still out there. There are people in our country that believe that way. So thank you.
Great. God bless you. Thank you for the call here, David. And friends, we're going to take a break. We'll come right back, and let's keep our lines filled. As soon as you hear somebody hang up their call with us, it will give you opportunity to call and honor a veteran here today on Crosstalk 2021.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, geologist and president of the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, fossils are found in some pretty strange places sometimes, aren't they?
Yes, indeed they are, Chris. Usually they're found entombed in sedimentary rock, which originally was sediments that were laid down by moving water, but since then has hardened into stone, allowing the dead things to harden into fossils. But sometimes the fossils are found in truly weird areas. In a place in Britain, mud continually bubbles up out of an underground spring. It's not just water, it's mud. But with the mud often pops up a fossil. It might be a clam or a brachiopod, but it's in a pristine state of preservation. This is weird, but one thing I know is that it fits nicely within the general picture of the great flood of Noah's day, the one that's mentioned back in Genesis.
To learn more about creation, get our free DVD called That's a Fact. Call us at 800-628-7640 and mention the promo code FACT.
We'll be right back.
This is Crosstalk on VCY America, giving you an opportunity to honor a veteran today on the broadcast. And we encourage your calls. The lines are packed right now, but as soon as you hear somebody finish up, that will be your opportunity to call. Again, the number 800-733-9829. Let's go to Nancy in Humansville, Missouri. You're on the air.
Yes, Brother Jim, I would like to honor three relatives in my family that have served our country and have already passed on. A father-in-law, Tom Brown, served in the Army and was a prisoner of war in Germany, but lived through it to come home. And then my father served in the Army, Don Hamp, and my brother served in the Navy, Edward Hamp. These have all passed on. They're all Christians, and they're in heaven. I know we'll see them again. And then there's three in our family that are still living that served. My husband, Tommy, in the Air Force. Our daughter, Shelley, in the Army National Guard. And then a son-in-law, Richard, also serving in the Army National Guard. Mm,
tremendous. Thank you, Nancy, for that tribute. Let's go next to Marcy in Duluth, Minnesota. You're on the air.
Hi, Jim. I would like to memorialize, and these are men that have served well, and they've gone on to be no longer here. My two uncles, both in the Navy, my father-in-law in the Army Air Force, my brother also in the Navy. The only one left is my husband, who served in the Vietnam War conflict. He was in the Da Nang Harbor during the Tet Offensive, and he fortunately survived that. Of course, their ships were all mined. My father, who died only at 57, was on he was a gunner on a ship that would carry the transport. It was a transport ship that would carry the materials to the war zones, and he was blown out of the water by the Japanese, who happened to be surrounding both coasts of America at the time. I didn't know about this until much later because my father wouldn't talk about it. He nearly died in that explosion because not only did they blow up the ship, but then they blew the men out of the water. So he, by God's grace, lived because I wouldn't be here talking about
great,
it.
Great. So. Thank you, Marcy. Appreciate the call. Let's go to Dale next in Lubbock, Texas. You're on the air, Dale.
Hi, how you doing?
Fine, thank you.
Yeah, I was just calling in. I'd like to honor both my grandfathers who both served in the Army, one of which who stormed Normandy and survived and lived almost 90. A couple of great uncles who served as well, Pearl Moore. Again, none of which who are with us anymore, but I'd like to honor their memory.
Great. Thank you, Dale. Appreciate your call here. Let's go to Barry next in Tennessee. You're on the air, Barry.
Yes. My brother had done extensive research on a family, and we have a relative, William Todd, that was in the Revolutionary War who fought, and they got burned out and were given, after the war, they were given land in the Ohio Valley, and I also want to give to my father, who was in the Army Air Corps, was in the occupation of Japan, and an uncle who served in the Pacific in several major battles. He was on a destroyer. And two uncles that were in the Battle of the Bulge over in over there in Belgium, I believe it was. And all of them were able to make it back only because of the prayers of their mothers. Mm. And my brother, who served in Vietnam, he was in combat. He was a M60 machine gunner. He served in combat over Vietnam, and he also made it back, but he's still alive, and I'm thanking God for that.
Great. Thank you, Barry. Let's go to Otis next in Kentucky. Hi, Otis. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call. My son's in South Korea in the Army, and I just want to give a shout-out to him today.
Amen. That's great. Thank you, Otis, for your call and remembrance there. Our number is 800-733-9829. We're processing through calls really quickly here, so I've got some open lines right now. 800-733-9829. Juanita is calling from Cookeville, Tennessee. You're on the air.
I'd like to honor my brother, Roscoe Mayberry, who served in the Vietnam War, and he is very depressed and has PTSD and has to go to the Veterans Hospital every so often just to keep from committing suicide because of what the Vietnam War did to him.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Anita, and we sure do appreciate his service. Let's go to Kevin next in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. You're on the air, Kevin.
Yes, I have some brothers who are veterans, too, and I just want to say thank you to all the veterans and all the people who are in service for serving us, and we do appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you. Judy, Racine, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Hi. I have five uncles who fought in World War II, and my husband, Alan, he served 4 years in Vietnam. And I also have a daughter that was 9 years in the Army National Guard. I am just so proud of all of them. And thank you for the special day.
Great.
Thanks for honoring them.
Great. Thank you, Judy. Let's go next to Jeff in Superior. You're on the air.
Yes, I have a great-grandfather on my mother's side who fought in the Spanish-American War, came back to the United States, got married. They started a farm in northern Wisconsin, and every day he raised the American flag because he was very proud of his serving the country. And his children went on to fight for women's right to vote in the 1920s and became veterans themselves, their children, and his family has a lot of veterans.
Hmm.
So I wanted to honor him as an immigrant.
Great. Thank you, Jeff. Lindsay is next in Madison. You're on the air, Lindsay.
Hi. My husband serves full-time in the Wisconsin Army National Guard, and I'm so proud of him and thankful for his service and all the veterans, past and present, who have fought for the freedoms that we still fight for today. God
yes.
bless America.
Thank you, Lindsay. Alan in Tennessee, you're on the air.
Yes, I'd like to recognize a great friend, fishing buddy, Aubrey Mears. He served in Vietnam. He passed away last year, and he was a great man.
Great. Thank you, Alan. Appreciate that tribute. Donna is next in Delavan. You're on the air, Donna.
Hi. I want to honor my father-in-law, Ralph Merritt Mortlock, in the Navy. My father, Harvey J. Depper. My brother, Daniel Olson. And another father, Kenneth Ellison, that was in the Navy, and currently my grandson's in the Army, Jacob M. Driscoll.
Okay. Thank you, Donna.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye now. And is it Marley in Tennessee? Or is this Merle?
Marie,
okay.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you. My reading was bad.
Oh, well, that's okay. I was wanting to honor my brother, Leroy Marsh. He was in the Navy during the Vietnam War.
Hmm.
And he came home from there, but he's passed away now from cancer. So, anyway, thank you.
Thank you for your call, Marie. Mary in Greenfield, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Yes, I would like to honor my niece, Susan Sondheim. She received a Purple Heart when she was in Baghdad, where she was injured. I think she was trying to save some, but she received a Purple Heart, and she was in the National Guard.
Hmm. Tremendous. Thank you, Mary.
Mm-hmm.
Rob is next in Rushfield. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Jim. Thanks for putting on the show. I would like to honor my dad, who is now on the other side in heaven. He was a second-class airman in the 60s, serving in the Philippines in the Air Force.
Mm-hmm.
See you on the other side, Chief.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Rob. Honoring veterans today, our number 800-733-9829. Mary in Kentucky, you're on the air. Go ahead, Mary.
Yes, this is Mary Moore from Catlettsburg, Kentucky. And I want to honor all the military in the past and the present. These our military now is fighting one of the most vicious battles that anybody could fight because the enemy is within our ranks.
Hmm.
Our government harassing these military. And everyone that is listening to this program should start praying for our military today.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mary. Jan is calling from Michigan's Upper Peninsula. You're on the air.
Hi, this is Jan. I wanted to honor my dad. He's 96 years old, still alive. He fought at the Battle of the Bulge in World War II, has many stories to tell. He was offered, the Purple Heart because of being wounded so bad with shrapnel and whatnot, but he refused it because he said so many people were in far worse shape and it didn't seem right. So God bless him. And also my husband, he died many years ago, but he was in the Air Force. So, and I just want to bless all those who are serving.
Thank you, Jan, for your call here today.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Teresa in Glendale, you're on the air.
Oh, hello. This is Teresa. I'm calling my father-in-law, Edward McInerney. He was in the Navy, and he was in the Truxton when it landed in the Newfoundland. It was Newfoundland, and he won a lot of medals, and he was a Navy. And my grandson is in the Navy right now, and I want to honor him too. Thank you so much, Jim.
Thank you for your call. Doug is next in Hillsboro, Kentucky. You're on the air.
Yeah, I'd like to honor my brother. His name was Jeff Gully. He was in the U.S. Navy, and Jeff passed away in 2017, and I really miss him a lot. And we got two brother-in-laws. One passed away in 2013 and one in 2016. That was Jimmy Humphreys and Milton Humphreys, and I'd like to just honor those and thank those guys for their service, as well as honor all active and retired military.
Great. Thank you for that tribute, Doug. Let's go to Gabriel next in Phoenix, Arizona. You're on the air.
Thank you, sir. I want to honor my uncle. He was in World War II, and he never returned. He was lost in action. And also want to honor my pastor, Phil Crabb. He was in the Navy. Thank you very much.
Great. Thank you, Gabriel. Ann is calling from Shorewood, Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Yes, I'd like to honor my father, Edward Boland, who served in World War II, and also my brother, Paul Boland, who served in the Vietnam War. My father has gone home with Jesus, but my brother's still here, and I remember many a prayers my mother would say every day, hoping that there wouldn't be a knock on our door, but he made it home unlike the others, and I pray for all the others, too. So God bless you all.
Great. Thank you, Ann, for your call here today. We're just seconds away from the break, so we'll quickly take the break, and we'll come back to more of your phone calls. The rest of the program is yours, giving you opportunity to honor a veteran today on this Veterans Day 2021. Again, also today being the 100th anniversary of the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier when it was dedicated. And so we had that special speech earlier in the program from former President Ronald Reagan. But we'll take the quick break and we'll come back to more of your comments and calls, your tributes, as we honor veterans here in 2021.
VCY America is making available Ray Comfort's DVD that is causing evolutionists and atheists around the world to become unglued. Evolution vs. God is a fast-moving 35-minute DVD in which Ray Comfort confronts evolutionists with a series of questions that leave them stumped and speechless about a belief system that lacks credible answers to the origins of the earth and mankind. You can obtain one DVD of Evolution vs. God for a donation of $5, 5 copies for a donation of $18, or 10 copies for a donation of $25 by calling 1-800-729-9829. Evolution vs. God is shaking the foundation of evolutionary faith. That's one copy for a donation of $5, 5 copies for a donation of $18, or 10 copies for a donation of $25. Simply call VCY America at 1-800-729-9829 or on the web at vcyamerica.org.
This is Crosstalk on VCY America, and a special tribute to veterans today during this Veterans Day, giving you opportunity to do that. Write down the phone number. Right now, all the lines are filled, but as soon as you hear somebody hang up, that means your line is available and ready for you to come in and give your tribute to honor a veteran. Our number is, you can mark it down, 800-733-9829. We're going to pick right up here in Coshocton, Ohio. We have Annie calling. Hi, Annie. You're on the air.
Yes. I would like to honor my father, John, who served in the Navy from 1957 through 1961.
Tremendous. Thank you so much, Annie.
Thanks.
Darla is next, Stone Creek, Ohio. You're on the air.
Yes, I would like to honor my grandfather, who served in World War I, my father, who served in World War II, my uncle, who did 3 tours in Vietnam, my brother, who served in Vietnam, and a brother who served 20 years in the Air Force.
Hmm. Thank you, Darla.
Thank you.
Joyce is next in Kenosha, Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Hello. Did you say Joyce?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay, I want to honor my granddaughter, who is in the right now in the Navy Reserve, serving, and she's in Virginia right now.
Great. Thank you, Joyce.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Bye-bye now. To Hubbard, Ohio. Chip, you're on the air.
Yes, I'd like to honor a few. Number one, my father, who was on Omaha Beach D-Day. Mm. I lost him 6 years ago, but I know he's in heaven.
Hmm.
And also a son and a daughter that were in the Air Force, and a son-in-law that was in the Air Force, and another son-in-law that was in the Marines.
Amen. Thank you, Chip. Thank you for your call.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Let's go to East Troy, Wisconsin. William, good afternoon. You're on the air.
Good afternoon, sir. I have a few veterans. Both of my grandfathers fought in World War II. My dad's dad fought over... did sorties as a tail gunner as an 18-year-old, from what we understand, and he's been gone for quite a while. My grandfather on my mother's side fought in the Pacific arena, and they both worked for the Wisconsin Electric Company and both retired on the same day, which is pretty ironic.
Hmm.
I also want to thank all the current veterans who are retired or active. There's a current retired veteran up the road here, a Marine. He's actually flying a black flag underneath the American flag, which means that no matter what, he'll never surrender and fight to the death if necessary. And I know that there's veterans out there that feel that way about this country still. So I just want to thank all the current vets and even retired guys who still take upholding the freedoms and liberties of this country very seriously. Thank you for doing this today. God bless.
Great. Thank you, William. Jim in Edgewood, New Mexico, you're on the air.
Yes, I'd like to honor myself, Jim, and my son, John Toledo, and Jerry Frawa from Jemez Pueblo, New Mexico,
mm-hmm.
and Major Mark Smith of Hawthorne, California.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much.
Great. Thank you, Jim, and thank you for your service.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Let's go to Carl next in Mount Pleasant, Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Yes, I'd like to honor my father, Carl Thomas Wayrock, Marine in Second World War.
Okay, thank you, Carl. We've got Lisa next in Pukwana, South Dakota. You're on the air.
Yes, I'd like to honor my father, George McClellan. He served in World War II in Panama. And I also like to honor my uncle on my mom's side. He was in Vietnam. His name was David Charles Fowler.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa. Robert is next, Rio Grande Valley, Texas. You're on the air.
God bless. I'd like to honor all the veterans from the Rio Grande Valley here in Texas, those that served that are no longer with us, and those that are came back home safely. Thank you so much, Jim. God bless.
Thank you, Robert.
You and your program.
Thanks for listening.
I love being with you.
Okay, thank you. Let's go to Dwayne next in Viola, Wisconsin. You're on the air, Dwayne.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I'd like to honor my father and 2 brothers, but I'd also like to honor the rest of the vets in our country. And very simply, get out and vote.
Hmm.
They didn't fight for anything more than freedom.
Yeah.
Do a little homework and vote for somebody who's going to defend what they have done for us.
Thank you, Dwayne. Let's go next to Ann in Duluth, Minnesota. You're on the air.
Hi, I'd like to honor my son James, who was in the Navy, and my son Stephen, who was in the Marines, and my dad, who was in World War II.
Thank you for your call, Ann. Rob is next in Allgood, Tennessee. You're on the air.
Yes, I'd like to honor my two brothers, Richard and Steve Hickok, who served in the Army, and then my son, who served in the Marines, Aaron Hickok, and then my daughter's best friend, Hannah Baird, who retired from the Army.
Thank you, Rob.
Yes, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to Greg next in New Richards, Minnesota. You're on the air.
Yes, I'd like to honor my father, who served during World War II and recently passed away a week short of his 100th birthday.
My.
A brother served in the Army, a brother served in the Air Force, and my son, who was in the Marines and served a tour in Afghanistan. So I'd like to, you know, lift them up.
Great. Thank you, Greg. We've got Jenny Beth in Boardman, Oregon. You're on the air.
Hi, I am a National Guard, Oregon National Guard Chaplain's Assistant veteran.
Mm-hmm, thank you.
And I'm also calling for my father and my sister and her husband and her son, who is currently serving, and a passable of other relatives as well. We are a very patriotic family.
Great. Well, God bless you, and thank you for your service.
It was an honor.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye now.
Proud to serve.
Let's go to Lee next in Tri-Cities, Washington. You're on the air.
Hello. I'd like to honor my dad, James Joseph Davis. He served in the Army in the Korean War. All right. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you. Let's go to Dennis next. Viroqua, Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Yes, Dennis from Viroqua. I'd like to honor my father-in-law, Grant Smith, who was a bombardier in a B-17 and was in on D-Day, and boy, the high price for freedom.
Yeah.
And I'm just glad and thankful for people that defend the flag.
Amen.
And this nation under God, and also the high price for our salvation.
Yes, yes. Good points. Thank you, Dennis.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye-bye now. Let's go to Earl next in Louisville, Kentucky. You're on the air.
Yes, I'd like to honor my father for serving in the Air Force. Actually, that's where I was born at, 73. Actually, I joined the Air Force myself, so
great.
Give a shout-out to myself.
Well, thank you, Earl. Thank you very much. Let's go to, Jenny in, or Jeannie in Milwaukee? You're on the air.
Yes, thank you. And Lord bless you and all that you do. I would like to honor my first husband, who is a veteran from Vietnam, came back from Vietnam with post-traumatic syndrome and ended up, sad to say, as an alcoholic. And there was no help back then and destruction happened. But I thank God for him. And he's a good, good man. And I pray also for those veterans that have come back from Afghanistan and that the Lord will give them perfect healing in everything that's happening with them and their families. Thank you. And Lord bless you. And Lord, help America.
Yeah. Thank you for your call here. Let's go to Douglas in Bolton, Michigan. You're on the air.
Yes, Jim. I'd like to honor my brother who was in the Army in Vietnam, my wife, Lori Strong, who did 24 years in the Air Force. I have an uncle, Lee Strong, who was in the machine gun squad in the Battle of the Bulge in World War II, and a good friend, Herman Arias, who's 28-year chief in the Air Force.
Great. Thank you for your tribute today, Douglas.
Thank you.
Let's go to Jeff next, Wisconsin Dells. You're on the air.
Hello, this is Jeff. I would like to honor my father, Robert Degner, who served in World War II. He was a 5th Army engineer, and he and my mother were both called home about 3 years ago.
Mm.
And he also lost a brother who was still buried in France.
Mm.
So God bless everybody, and keep faith, keep strong.
Great. Thank you, Jeff. Annie in Milwaukee, you're on the air. Hello, Annie.
Yes.
You're on the air.
Oh, I'd like to honor my husband, Bill Nolan, that was in the Vietnam Army.
Mm.
Oh, thank you so much.
Great, thank you. Let's go to Kelly in Ashland, Wisconsin. Kelly, you're on the air.
Hi, I just want to thank you for all that you do. And I'm calling to honor both my grandparents. My grandpa's served in World War II. My grandma's twin brother was killed on the beach of Normandy. My Uncle Richard was killed in Vietnam.
A lot of sacrifice, Kelly.
My dad is a proud Marine. Serving. Yeah. Others. Thank from the bottom of my heart all the veterans for all their sacrifice. Thank you.
God bless you, Kelly. Thank you for calling. Luann is next in Ohio. Luann, you're on the air.
Yes, hello. I would like to honor my great-uncle Russell, who served in the Navy in World War II. He just passed away this July at the age of 98. And I would also like to honor four ladies, Bonnie, Phyllis, Marilyn, and Sarah. They were my spiritual moms when I was first saved. They are spiritual warriors. I would like to honor them, too, because prayer is very important.
Yeah, that it is. Thank you, Luann. George in Port Charlotte, Florida, you're on the air.
Yes, I want to thank you for your program, and I do want to lift up my father, who is in World War II.
George, right into your mouthpiece of your phone, please. We're losing you.
I like to lift up my father.
Yeah.
He fought in World War II. And there's multiple people that I went to high school with for the Vietnam War. And all the veterans that have fought for me.
Yeah.
And I pray that even though some people have not actually fought, will still defend the flag in the United States.
Thank you, George. And we got a pretty bad connection there. Scott in Brookfield, you're on the air.
Hi. I'd like to honor my son-in-law, Tom Johnson from Sussex, Wisconsin, who was a Marine in heavy active ground war in Afghanistan. Luckily came home, unfortunately, without one of his friends.
Thank you, Scott, for your call.
Thanks.
Glendale, Wisconsin. Robert, you're on the air.
Thank you, Brother Jim. Hey, today I'd like to honor my dad, Robert Lee Jones, World War II. I'd like to honor my brother, oldest brother. He was killed in action in Da Nang, Vietnam in 1969, June 22nd. I'd like to honor my brother Rod, who was disabled en route to Grenada. And I was disabled over in Guam in 1977.
Well, Robert, thank you for your service, and thank you for your tribute to others as well.
Well, you're very welcome, and I'd do it again today.
Thank you, Robert. And, wow, we're coming upon our next break here, so we'll take our break and come back to more of your phone calls here on Crosstalk today. Wonderful tributes that we are hearing from listeners all across the nation as we honor veterans here this year of 2021. And as you notice, friends, there has been much sacrifice to preserve the freedoms that you and I hold dear. Never, never take them for granted. We will be back in 1 minute here on Crosstalk on the VCY American Network.
For the Worldview Report, I'm Brandon House. Our website is worldviewreport.com. Recently, it has come to the attention of some secular and conservative talk show hosts that Rick Warren is praising NIH employee Francis Collins. Francis reportedly now is going to be leaving the NIH, and according to news reports, he's been tied back to funding of the Communist Chinese Party lab Wuhan, where the virus pandemic started. What's very interesting is that now these conservative and some religious talk show hosts are very concerned that America's pastor, as he's been called, Rick Warren, has been promoting and praising someone like Francis Collins. Well, as many of you know, I've been warning about Rick Warren since the 2000s, early 2000s. Wrote about him in my book, Grave Influence, in 2009. My book in 2011, Religious Trojan Horse, 15, The Coming Religious Reich and Marxianity in 2018. We warned you that this, America's pastor, was a wolf in sheep's clothing.
We are honoring veterans today on this Veteran Day. Veterans Day here 2021, like the 103rd anniversary of Armistice Day, and taking your calls from across the nation. And this is a smaller segment than others, but we're going to fill it with your phone calls. So let's go right back to the lines. We have Kathy calling from Huron, South Dakota. Kathy, you're on the air.
I'd like to honor a relative on my Grandma Arnold's side, Mr. Hastings. He was in the service, and he was in a very high position, and yet he would go out on the lines. And they were blessed with two sons, and they are both, I'm not sure if they're retired or if they're still in the service. We've had two men from our church plus others, but one is now with the Lord, and the other is retired, but he's got some health issues. Mm. God bless all of them. Thank you.
Thank
Bye.
Thank you, Kathy. Bye. Tom in Viroqua, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Yes. I'd like to honor John Flanagan, who flew medevac in Vietnam and probably saved many people's lives. Mm. Thank you.
Thank you. Our number, in case you didn't write it down, is 1-800-733-9829. 800-733-9829. Linda in Sardinia, Ohio, you're on the air.
Yes, this is Linda Hensley. Yes, I want to honor my dad, Mike Wardlow, and his brother, Clyde Wardlow. They were both passed away now, but they were both in the Second World War in the Navy. And I want to honor all the veterans all over the United States and pray for them all.
Thank you, Linda. Wendy in Salina, Kansas, you're on the air.
Yes, I would like to honor my grandfather who served in World War II in the Engineering Corps. He's now passed. And my youngest son, who is 35 years old, and he served in the Army and the Reserves, and he helped the soldiers to come home from, Anyway, he processed soldiers to come home from Kuwait.
Hmm.
So,
thank
yes.
you. Thank you, Wendy.
So, yeah, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Gary in Ironwood, Michigan, you're on the air.
Hi, Jim. I'm calling to honor my friend and high school classmate, Marcelino Vargas. He went to Vietnam, he went in the Marines right after graduation and didn't see his 19th birthday because he was shot down in a helicopter in Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
And I was part of his honor guard and firing squad for his funeral.
Nice.
He was a great guy. Yeah. I trade all three of my honorable discharges to have him alive.
Wow. Thank you, Gary, and thank you for your service as well.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye now. Let's go to Vince next in Slinger, Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Hi, I'd like to honor my father, Gene Rampelberg. He served in the Korean War, and he was just a GI. He never saw any action. As a matter of fact, he wouldn't take the money from the government when they wanted to pay him. But I'd like to honor him, and God bless all those veterans.
Thank you, Vince. Mary in Milwaukee, you're on the air.
Hi, I would like to honor my father, Leo Aldi. He was in the United States Navy. God rest his soul. And thank you for all the veterans.
Yes, thank you,
God
Mary.
God bless.
Greg is next in Ham Lake, Minnesota. You're on the air.
Hi, Jim. I'd like to call and honor my grandpa, who was in World War One, and then my dad, who served in World War Two in the Pacific, and all the other veterans passed all the way down to the current day. God bless them all, and thanks for doing this program.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Greg. Betty is next. Lubbock, Texas, you're on the air.
Thank you. This is Betty Allison. I'm calling to honor my husband. He died about a year and a half ago. He spent 22 years in the Air Force, and I'd like to admonish the families to always do something on Veterans Day for their their veterans, because I think that's real important.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Dan in Monticello, Kentucky, you're on the air.
Yes, sir, brother. I want to thank you for your program and affording me the opportunity to pay honor to my great family. By the grace of God, my father, he has two honorable discharges, one for the United States Navy, and then he was drafted in the Korean conflict, served there as a combat veteran in the 101st Airborne Division. Very proud of him. I have an uncle, his oldest brother, was a Guadalcanal veteran, a survivor, by the grace of God.
Mm.
And I want to thank the Lord for my family, These men were born-again Christians. They received the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, the plan of salvation.
Amen. Amen.
And he instilled that in me. And patriotism, also I'd like to thank our veteran police officers and sheriffs and state police. And brother, I just want to thank all the men that stand up and contend for the gospel behind the pulpit, out in the world, and preaching the good news of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Thank you, Dan, for your call here today. Let's go to Menno, South Dakota, and caller, go ahead, you're on the air.
I want to pay respects to my son, who was in Bahrain during the Gulf War, and he spent 26 years in the Air Force, and he's retired now.
Great. Thank you for your call here today. We've got Spencer from Lower Brule, South Dakota. You're on the air.
Yeah, hello. I'd like to give thanks and honor to my brother, who was in Operation Desert Storm, Steve, and my son, who was in the Army, and he just got out of the Army not too long ago, and also my dad, who served in World War II and had a Purple Heart, and he always talked about being a code talker because he's a Lakota Sioux Indian.
Mm-hmm.
But he has never been acknowledged for it. And my brother, Steve, he has been trying to, get that acknowledgement. And we've known that he's been, when he was in the Army, he worked for the communications. So at least that much we know that, and he talked about being a code talker.
Great.
So
thank you, Spencer.
Yep. Yeah,
thank you so much. We're going to squeeze one last call in. Johnny in Seattle, Washington, you're on the air.
I'd like to honor the late, great guitarist, Jimi Hendrix, 101st Airborne, Fort Campbell, Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
He played the Star Spangled Banner at Woodstock Music Festival.
Thank you so much, Johnny. And for all of you, for your tributes here today on Crosstalk, I wish that theme music were not coming up here at the end because we could go another hour with no problem. But our thanks to many of you who have served in our nation's military and continue to pray as many encouraged for those who are serving us. As some have said, freedom is not free. Let's cherish the freedoms and certainly thank the Lord for those who have fought and preserved to protect the freedoms of our land. God bless you, folks. Thanks for joining us on this special edition of Crosstalk.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the Internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Tape Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208, or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.